Welcoming you to the third hour of our Veterans Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And you can find us on Facebook, too. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. You'll find all kinds of, you know, videos and photos and stories and alerts when necessary. We're up there now. Some wonderful. Did my best to give you some help this week. Great hummingbird story if you haven't read it, and the Pooh and Piglet story. We need those of us that need it. We need to be each other's piglets. And then the wonderful attunement from Jude Ponton, our sound healer, for calming and soothing. And that's available. I have it posted on the Animal World website. I have it on my personal page, Martha Norwalk. And you can find it on the Whispering Dragon Center Facebook page as well. All righty then. It is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. And together, they're helping you guys and your animal friends. Dr. Nels does the animals. Linda does the human animals. And we got a lineup. So let's get going here. Looks like we are headed to Bothell and Carrie. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What can we help you with today?
I have a small teacup poodle, red teacup poodle puppy. He was born August 6th, so he's right around 90 days old, and he weighs 1 pound and 3 ounces.
Wow, that's pretty little, isn't it?
That's exactly why I'm calling. His sister weighs 3 pounds.
Okay, what is his name?
Well, I call him Pee-wee just because he's so small.
And teacup poodle, about 3 months old. A male.
Right.
Neutered or not neutered?
Not neutered.
Okay. All right. Sidebar. Just because thought directs energy, if you're concerned about his size and he's so little and you'd like him to grow bigger, you really don't want to name him Pee-wee. You'd want to give him a name that has a bigger energy. Okay. Sometimes there have been, you know, less than a handful of times, but over the decades here and working with animals, sometimes just changing their names changes things. Anyway, so I'm just throwing that out there. Now, did you say you also, do you have a second one, a litter mate?
Yes, and she's 3 pounds. So she seems
to be. And what's her name? What's her name?
Allie.
Yeah.
And
they're litter mates.
Right.
So, but she's 3 pounds to his 1 pound.
Right.
Okay.
And mom is trying to stop give milk. So for the past 2 weeks,
Oh, you have mom too?
Yes.
Okay.
So for the past 2 weeks, I've been feeding the boy almost every 4 hours on the 4 hours. So it's twice at night and throughout the day. And he gets, a canned dog food. And he wants to crunch on the crunchy dog food. And he likes to play. He likes to run around. I mean, he acts like a puppy, except he doesn't thrive. You know, he just isn't. He should be bigger.
I'm wondering, Dr. Nils, have you been able to get a line on Pee-wee here and tune in?
Yeah, I've just was doing that and finally feeling connected with him. And it was the word thrive that did it. So there is an energy, and it feels like a pretty big, I guess just for want of a better word, blockage type of energy going on. So I'm going to get him reset. And while I'm doing that, I think getting the energy sort of between human mom and pup is a good thing.
Right. So, Carrie, for my understanding, you have mom dog.
Right.
What's the mom's name?
Dixie.
Okay.
Right.
So you have Dixie is the mom.
Right. And she's a gray dog.
And then you have, she had two puppies, Pee-wee and Allie. Now, are you planning on keeping them all?
No, Pee-wee is sold to somebody else, and that's why I just gave him a temporary name. And Allie will be staying with me.
Okay, all right. And so your concerns, what are your concerns, and what did you specifically want us to help you with today?
I really wanted Pee-wee to be able to thrive. I just don't feel like he's assimilating his food well. I mean, his poop looks great. He pees. He moves. But he's not. He's just not what I call thriving. I don't know how better to describe it. He should be bigger than he is.
Well, I think the good news is that is what opened the door for Dr. Nils to make the connection with him and start the treatment.
Yes,
so,
and I should interject as well that the big energy I'm getting that's interfering is a fight or flight type energy for whatever reason. So clearing that often does allow the body to reset itself so digestion can return to normal. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I've done the touch points because I'm one of your members, and I've done the touch points on him and he's small, so it's hard to find the spots because your hands are big compared to him.
Right.
Well, you know, Carrie, just, as a side note, Dr. Nils is always better at this stuff than we are. And I think it's because he's been doing it for decades, I think. And, he understands it and believes it with every cell of his body. So, we aren't at the same level that he is. So it's good that you've been, working with him. But I think Dr. Nels getting involved here will make a huge difference. Now, do we have any veterinary information here? Is there a vet involved with this guy?
I haven't taken him to the vet.
Okay.
And I am holding him now, if that's helpful at all.
Well, I think the biggest help is what Nils is getting, from working on him, that there it was some stuff going and his nervous system was blocked. So that should make a big difference. He may need more than just one session. I have to see how that goes. But it sounds like you're already a member of Dr. Nils' group, so you can check in that way.
Yeah.
Whether or not you feel it's appropriate to do any vet stuff, I mean, that, of course, would be up to you. But I think it's well worth seeing what will happen after Nels has worked on him. And then also remember, Carrie, you could call in next week. Natasha Venter's here, and she's my psychic gal, communicator, medium, and psychic. So we could, if there's still any question about our little guy, you call in next week and we can have Natasha look at the energy, to see.
Yeah,
because that could be helpful as well. But I'm hopeful that you should see some changes after Nils working on him. Are you working on the other ones now, Nils, or still on Pee-wee?
I'm still working on the little guy, yeah.
All right. Carrie, would you like a session with Linda?
Sure.
All right. So, Linda, you are in charge.
Well, good morning, Carrie.
Good morning to you.
I'm going to invite you to think about Dixie.
Dixie. Okay.
Just think about her. Just whatever comes to your mind, noticing how you feel. And then setting her outside your thoughts,
Okay.
focusing on the feeling of trust. Trust and the number five.
Number five, okay.
Your eyes are closed and looking at the left side of your forehead, just rolling your eyes up and to the left, your
Okay.
closed eyes. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think trust. Five.
All right, Carrie, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the left side of your forehead, doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking trust. Five. Trust. Five. Trust. Five.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, tucking the chin, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and thinking about Dixie. That is complete.
Thank you.
And the affirmation is I trust.
I trust.
And I want you to really focus on trusting yourself, the way that you're doing things, not just related to the dogs, but just trusting yourself and really feeling how it feels to think, I trust, and just let that sink into the body. I trust.
Now, when we do that, I trust affirmation, Linda. You know, we start the show and with Dr. Nils, he has us cross our hands over our heart on our chest. Should she do that too? Is it helpful? Does she not need to, or
I
what?
think it's very helpful. It's not a requirement. It's more important to think I trust and bring awareness to the body. And palms over the heart space definitely brings awareness to the body. So I think if it's, we're not always in a place where we can do that. So the
All
most
right. Yeah.
important is to think I trust.
All right. So, Nils, any more report on and
Well,
Pee-wee?
I tuned up Pee-wee and Allie. I tuned into Dixie, but I didn't find anything I really needed to do there. So,
Okay.
anyway, definitely, yeah. Allie was just a little reset, but the little Pee-wee fella, he definitely, there's some energetic stuff going on. So we got him reset, and the possibility is he might need some more. I'll see what happens after a few days.
Now
Yeah.
he's resting right now, so should I do anything special with him for the day, or just let him go and play in the sand with Ellie and Dixie?
I would say just let him, if he's resting, let him rest. There's no problem with that at all. And then if he wants to play, you don't really have to keep him quiet. His
Okay.
system will do what it needs to do now.
All right.
Okay. Thank
Okay,
you very
Carrie, we'll
much.
all think good thoughts and send some prayers for Pee-wee. And feel free to call in next week and we can have Natasha take a look and see if there's anything more we need to know about him.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you
All
very
right,
much.
Carrie. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. We are going to stay on schedule here and take care of our advertisers. Then we will come back and we've got Bettina and Hillary and Sue. We will get to you as soon as we can. So stay right where you are, everybody. Your phone calls continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey-o, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are making our way through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, we heard from our wonderful Linda, Linda Rasmussen. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com, and Linda, you work out of the Intraspace facility. Your office is there, and that's in the old Rainier Brewery. So you work with people in person at your office, or remotely over the phone or Zoom or whatever, because it's the same as it is on the radio. This is energetic. There's no issue with distance. And I want to make sure you all know that Linda continues to offer a free session to any of you, the caller texter at the number I'm going to give you. And Linda, if you've worked with someone on the air, you say that doesn't count. No. So new patients off the air, whether or not she's worked with you on the air, get a free session, okay? All you have to do is call or text her. Get ready. 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. But are you getting back to seeing more clients in your office these days, Linda?
Well, you know, a lot of people are still just happy to stay home. So I'm in it every week. And at the same time, there's lots of room in my office and in my schedule to have more people come in.
All right. So remember, give Linda a call. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com, 206-841-1992. All righty. And now we are going to get right back to the phones here. We're headed to Seattle. And Bettina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hear you fine. Good to have
Great.
You back.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
And you're calling for a tune-up for your doggies, right? Luna and Skeeter?
Yes, and for me.
And for you, okay. Dr. Nils is working on somebody. So, Dr. Nils, have you got a connection with these kids already?
When it popped up on the chat a couple minutes ago, I immediately tuned in, and Luna jumped up in my face. So working with Luna right now, getting her a tune-up. And interestingly enough, I'm finding those areas just behind the shoulder on the side of the rib cage that often go hand in hand with a little stress or anxiety. So I'm working some of that out right now on Luna.
Okay. So yeah, okay. And then you'll go on to Skeeter. Yep. So we can turn Bettina over to Linda.
Absolutely.
All righty. So, Bettina, are you ready?
I am. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Bettina. I'm going to have you just think the sky is blue. And then I'm going to have you switch to thinking of a person who's been on your mind a lot lately and just say okay when you've got somebody in mind.
Okay.
Excellent. Keep thinking of them, noticing how you feel. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focusing on compassion. Compassion and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking compassion. Three, getting a new breath as soon as you need to.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes over to the right side of your forehead. You've exhaled all your air out, holding it out as long as you comfortably can, but replacing it, letting it out again whenever you need to. Thinking compassion. Three. Compassion. Three. Compassion. Three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Bettina, and with your eyes open, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise, relaxing your shoulders, and then returning to that person. There's a little more to do. Keep thinking about them. And then we're going to set them aside and focus on compassion and the number five. This time your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. Your breathing will be to inhale into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can, thinking compassion, five.
All right, Bettina, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, rolling your eyes over to the right side of your forehead, taking a deep breath in, holding it as long as you comfortably can, replacing it whenever you need to, thinking compassion, five. Compassion, five. Compassion, five.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, thinking of that person. And that is complete. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of compassion. And really let yourself focus on the body and this feeling of compassion.
All right. Have you got that affirmation okay, Bettina?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Nils, anything else to report on Luna and Skeeter?
Well, they just both needed a tune-up, and they got it, so I think we're good here.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
Bettina.
Thank you, Martha.
Oh, you're welcome.
You are very welcome, and let us know how they're doing, and it was good to hear from you. So thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye. All righty. And I see Nathan on the phone. Are we ready to go to...
I need you to be kind of quiet, okay?
Sounds like that must be Hillary talking to the kids. Anyway, we're headed to Seattle and Hillary.
Animal world.
Hey, Hillary.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling about Aggie.
Right, and you got kids hanging out with you around there, huh?
I do. I'm driving to I'm almost to a birthday party. I was hoping to do the drop off before I got on, but this is great to be here.
All right. So we're on the way to the birthday party.
Hillary
is calling in about her dog Aggie. And did we do a treatment on Aggie last month?
We did. Might have been a couple months ago.
And yeah, I think maybe it was a couple months ago. Anyway, Hillary and her family live in the neighborhood I grew up in. And Hillary's mom and I, get this, Hillary's mom and I were best friends in junior high school. Isn't that cool? Anyway, and Hillary lives in the neighborhood we grew up in, and Aggie is a little rescue dog, I think out of Texas, maybe.
Mexico.
Yeah. Okay. And she's kind of a blondish, light tannish terrier type mix. Looks like it could be I saw a little Wheaton energy in her maybe last week. But Neil, so you've worked on her once before. She was a terrible barker and, barking like crazy on walks, reactive on the leash to other dogs, sometimes people, barking, around a dog park and all of that, and intense fears and all kinds of stuff. So did a session with them, gosh, I think back towards the end of June, Hillary. Got them all educated.
Yeah,
we were making great progress for a while. But then she reverted and the barking, came back, and we still not been able to integrate her with her grandma, who's supposed to dog sit from time to time. So anyway, I went back to do a follow-up session last week. And we decided, Hillary, it was time for training. And then once I saw what was going on, I really said it was time for Hillary to really lower the boom with some powerful leadership and teaching this dog that this behavior is wrong. We ended up doing a pinch collar on the leash and got things under control in the neighborhood, then went over to Magnuson Dog Park. And gosh, we had a really successful time. And Hillary's been reporting really good stuff. So are things still going really well, Hillary?
Yes, they're going really well. I went back to the dog park and did some of the pinch collar training, and she was playing with other dogs. She's not a full recovery, but she was looking like a puppy, looking like the one-year-old she's supposed to be.
What you guys should know, when we went to the dog park, she's the kind of dog that was just really, really afraid. And if Hillary let her off leash, she'd go over to the side next to the fence under the bushes and walk. She'd go where we were going, but she's hiding off to the side. All right, so it was time to tell her that behavior was wrong and not allow her to do it. Sometimes you just have to stop them from doing that. Tell them their fear is not acceptable. And then all of a sudden, they like change. And I wasn't expecting that with her, but that's kind of what happened, because, that's Hillary, pulled up her big girl pants and became a more powerful leader with her voice and stuff. I kept telling her, she goes off, you're calmly going to get her, bring her back and walk her. Well, the next day she goes back to the park and sends me a video of Aggie doing play chase and running with a big black dog. I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, this dog shifted. I was like, maybe she's just one of those Hillary that needed to know the fear and behaving that way was wrong. And it gave her permission to kind of be a dog. I don't know. But anyway, are you still with us, Hillary?
I'm here. I'm also trying to be on mute so you don't hear all the craziness. But that is all accurate. I'm hopeful for our sweet girl.
Yeah. All right. So, Dr. Nils, you did a tune-up on Aggie. What did you find?
Yeah. Well, she still needed some tuning up, but it wasn't super extensive. And I do think that, you know, all the things working together, it sounds like a wonderful success story.
So, reset points involved?
Yeah. There was. They weren't the classic two, but they were very close. So sometimes they vary a little bit. And these were what I call the slight variation model.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. So I think we're in good shape, Hillary, as long as you stay in touch. So if anything starts to change, we can nip it in the bud right away. Yes, Linda.
I just wanted to say, I know Hillary's driving, we're not going to do a session, but I checked and the feeling of satisfied, I am satisfied, will be very helpful to her.
Oh, okay. So I'm wondering, Hillary, I know you said you were, I think, going to drop kids off at a birthday party.
Yeah, and I made it into the birthday party, which is why it's also kind of noisy, but I really like satisfied. I think that's a great...
Well, I'm wondering, would you like a session with Linda? Because I'm thinking, what kind of popped in my mind, we could put you on hold while you finish up dropping the girls a birthday party, and then you come and sit and wait, and we could take our next caller and then come back to you if you want a treatment with Linda. What do you think?
Or you
think you're good?
I just worry the timing might not work out. I have to,
okay.
Like...
Okay, all right. So then, so the affirmation... Okay, well, let's go with that affirmation. What's the satisfied affirmation for her, Linda?
I am satisfied, and just really making it all about being satisfied with yourself.
Okay, you got that?
Got it. I like it. It's a good
all righty.
One so far, I like to think.
All right.
Thank
well, so glad
so
you could call in. Keep checking in this week. Let me know how things are going.
I will. I'm so proud of her and us.
Yes, I'm proud of you too. Keep up the good
Thanks,
work
Martha.
And happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right. God bless.
Thank
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All righty, we're gonna take care of ads a little early so we make sure that Martha stays on time, and then we will go to Sue in Bothell. So stay where you are, Sue. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area.
Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Find our app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store and take us with you wherever you go. Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
I'm Arthur Norwalk, and now we are winding down the last hour of our Veterans Day weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we heard from wonderful Natasha Venter. She'll be in with us next week. And she is our medium communicator, personal awareness coach. She does private readings and a podcast on Wednesdays, 4 p.m. on YouTube. You go to YouTube and search Natasha Venter IC, the letters I and C, Natasha Venter IC, 4 o'clock on Wednesdays for the podcast. Then you can check her out at intuitiveclarifications.com is her website, intuitiveclarifications.com. And of course, you can call her if you'd like to schedule a private reading. excuse me. Her number, 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. And be sure to check out whispering-dragon.com or Whispering Dragon Center online. Our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, she's got time to take in new clients right now. And she'd be delighted to work with you in person. Just is such a treat to be in with the gongs and the chimes. And you can hear all those on that wonderful sound attunement she did for us. You can give her a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, let's get back to the phones, and we're going to Bothell and Sue. Welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hey, Sue. Everybody. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm okay. I didn't call last month, so I thought the kitties better get a tune-up this month.
Okie dokie. And that would Zoe. Be... Pardon me?
Zoe. It's Zoe, the brown tabby and kinky tail, and yep. Jody Joy.
I was going to say, Jody Joy has got to be there,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
So Zoe and Jody Joy, and Dr. Nels, I think you probably have a connection with them already.
Yes. I'm just tuning in to see which one's jumping up first here.
Okay.
It's and, like Jody Joy today.
Okay.
All right. So he'll start with Jody Joy. And Sue, would you like a session with Linda?
Sure.
All righty. Mm-hmm. You're in charge, Linda.
Good morning, Sue. I'm glad we're back together. I'm going to invite you to think about a beautiful blue sky, and the phrase, the sky is blue. And I'm just going to invite you to bring into your thoughts something that you've been thinking about a lot lately. And if there's more than one thing, just pick one of them and let me know when you've got it by saying, okay.
Okay.
Good. Thinking about that, noticing how you feel when you think about it. And then I'm going to have you think the word affair, which we're going to replace. We're replacing affair with the word accurate. So this is about how we feel when we are accurate. So you're thinking accurate. Accurate and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And you're going to be doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think accurate three.
All right, Sue, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking accurate three. Accurate three. Accurate three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue, with your eyes open, just gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position, relaxing the neck and shoulders, and then returning to that thing that you've been thinking about a lot. That is complete.
All right.
And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of accurate. And when we get a grateful and thankful for a word, it means that we really do want to feel those feelings of being grateful and thankful. And also for this feeling that we are accurate. And that's not just like the numbers add up. It's what I am noticing is accurate. What I'm feeling is accurate.
Very important. All right. So, Sue, how are you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So it looks like Dr. Nels is still working on...
Well,
critters.
I got Jody Joy handled, and now I'm just finishing up with Zoe here. She needed a, well, good thorough reset. So... they're both, your kitties are going to be balanced once again.
Yay.
Yay.
There we go. All right. There, we have that taken care of.
So, skipping a month sounds like they needed some extra work.
They might have needed a little bit extra.
All right. Okay, Sue, are you good?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
All righty. Okay. Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Golly, we don't have a lot of time left. So I think how about we do a quick current events? Workshop class here up at Northwest Stream Center happening next Saturday, November 16th. It's their All About Beavers presentation. And it's really, really good. It's next Saturday, the 16th at the Northwest Stream Center. $8 if you're a member, $10 if you're not. You need to call. It's at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Call them for a reservation. And that number is 425-316-8592. Just want to let, when I was putting this on current events, it reminded me, y'all remember our wonderful Dr. Bill Burlingame, our Animal World vet for so long. This was his favorite presentation they did at Northwest Stream Center. He loved this beaver one. So if you want to remember Dr. Bill, go see All About Beavers this week at the Northwest Stream Center. All right, let's see. What else do we need to Seattle Humane down by the studio in Factoria. Save the date for Tuxes and Tails 2025, May 17th at the Fremont Studios. Workshop, tomorrow. I doubt there's but a workshop for young teens tomorrow from 8:30 to 3:30. You could call and see if there's still room. And then next Saturday, the 16th, 1 to 5:30 is pet first aid and disaster response. That's copy of a book is included. $125. You can call Seattle Humane if you're interested in that. And that's pretty much everything new on the current events list. Next week is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and Talk with Your Animals or Human Loved Ones, and Personal Awareness Coaching and Readings with Natasha. So I hope you can join us for that. And golly whiz, we are about out of time. So what we got left, Dr. Nils, we can talk about your newsletter.
Well, here's what I think, since we're on the subject of current events, this Wednesday night, it's in my newsletter, but not everybody's getting that, I'm sure. So free to members of my group, my association, is a seminar on how to reset yourself when fight or flight has hijacked you. And that's this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. It's a 1-hour program. And you took that program, Martha. What do you think?
I took that program the last time you did it, and it was excellent.
All right.
Was excellent. And like I said, I'm real impressed with these Zoom classes. You know, the one, this one that you're doing, Resetting the Human, you know, it's pretty easy to demonstrate and so forth. I was more concerned about the one, you know, the Rasmussen Reset for the animals and how that would work. But even that one worked great. And you were able to see if we were doing it right with, and when you worked with each one individually. But yeah, these Zoom classes, I think, are fabulous. So,
all right. So if you're not a member, you need to go to my website at healingministryforanimals.com. Click the quick response button and say, I want to be a member so I can go to your webinar.
Yep.
I'll get you set up.
$10 to join the private group. Yep. And then the classes are all free.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now let's see. And then in your newsletter this week, this month, it comes out the first Sunday of every month. One of my favorite before and after videos, the one of the Newfoundland puppy with the luxating patellas, the bad knees. That was a really miraculous story.
Yeah, that was quite a fun video to make. She's such a delightful, gregarious dog. It's incredible.
But it was amazing when she was just a young puppy. She couldn't walk with her rear end.
Yeah, she was it was the weirdest looking walk you ever saw. Basically, she's trying to walk, but her knees are bent.
All right. And then would you like to fill us in on this month's affirmation?
Sure, this month's affirmation. It's right in line with the holiday of the month, Thanksgiving. And the idea that, you know, what we think about and focus on with feeling is the kind of things that we get. And I remember from my days in grade school, and Thanksgiving's coming up, and all the images of turkeys and corn stalks and the cornucopia with all the great stuff flowing out of it. And so this affirmation of the month of November is, I am so thankful and grateful for my abundant life. Now, it's not like we didn't hear this one earlier today, but it's such a wonderful Thanksgiving kind of affirmation. I'm so thankful and grateful for my abundant life.
And then you said, you know, you gave people suggestions of things they might replace that abundant life with.
Sure. If for whatever reason you'd rather do something more specific to you, customize it a little bit. Some people might say, I'm so thankful and grateful for my happy, loving family. Somebody else might say, I'm so grateful and thankful for my $1,000 a month raise, or for meeting my perfect partner. You know, it's just, this is, I'm so thankful and grateful for, and then you can plug in the thing you want. I call it name it and claim it. And yet you want to be very positive. You don't want to name something you don't want in a negative way. Like, I'm so thankful and grateful for no pain. That is not a good one.
but you could say for a happy, healthy body or a healthy, strong body.
Absolutely.
Like
I'm so thankful and grateful for my comfortable, healthy body would be a much better way to go.
Right. So you want to keep it on the positive, and you want to keep it in the present tense.
Yes.
You know, it is rather than will be, or you keep it ahead of you.
Right. And the point of that is you want that vibration to join you now. And the things that join you in a vibrational level now, they're on their way. So just keep enjoying the vibration now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, by golly, I think we covered the bases here.
All right.
Now, to get the newsletter, though, from you, Dr. Nails, you do this every month, the first Sunday of the month. To get the newsletter, people have to join the private group, right?
They need to join the association. And as we said, $10 is all it costs. It's a one-time fee. And then you can get the newsletter and attend any of the free workshops. And we might add that you're going to be doing a workshop in December.
Yes, that's true. I'm going to do how to communicate with your animal friends, you know, primarily dogs and cats. But, you know, the communication is pretty much universal with everyone. But I'm going to explain to everybody. I'm going to have to encapsulate. If I do this as a formal class, it's 2 or 3 hours.
Right.
So we don't have that much time. So I'm going to give you an abbreviated version of how to talk to your, you know, how to communicate with animals. We'll talk a bit about physical communication and vocal tonalities, but the emphasis will be on interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. And especially how that could help, you know, if you're treating, you know, you're using the Rasmussen reset and, you know, and treating your animals and how communication can help with that and all of that. So that's kind of what we'll be doing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I really think that it'll be a great way for the people who are in my sphere, who I don't know about you yet, to meet you. And you know, it's a great way to take a, even you might call this the introduction to the short, to the longer course even. But, you know, it's a great thing for
and,
people.
And guess what? When you get done with the seminar, you'll be able to talk to your animals. Right?
Yeah.
And you can talk to your trees. And, you know, anybody, anything else you want to do. If it's live, you can talk to them, talk to it. And so if you want to learn how to talk to them, join the group and see me in December. All righty. And you can reach Dr. Nails at healingministryforanimals.com. Healingministryforanimals.com. YouTube channel is Nails Rasmussen. That's where you can find a lot of the before
actually,
and after.
I changed the name on the YouTube channel. It's Healing Ministry for Animals.
Healing Ministry for Animals on YouTube.
Yeah.
And that's where you'll find the before and after videos.
Yes,
now then,
indeed.
Linda, remember you can, she's at the Intraspace facility, Old Rainier Brewery, can work with you in person there or remotely. That's Natasha next week. How about verticalenergyworldwide.com, verticalenergyworldwide.com. And if you would like a free session, doesn't count if she's worked with you on the air, but new clients off the air, you can call or text her at this number for a free session. Why wouldn't you do that? 206-841-1992. And then next week, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me and talk with your human or animal friends or loved ones on this side or the other, personal awareness coaching. She does feng shui and astrology and personal readings. So I hope you plan to join us next week. Call in with your questions for either one of us or for a personal reading with Natasha. We will be here. So Linda and Dr. Nils, thank you so much for all your great help and healing today. And we had decided we would definitely, well, Dr. Nils can't come into the studio. He's in Idaho, for heaven's sakes. But we were going to plan on being in the studio next month, but we just heard from Stacy that she's going to Hawaii again. So we don't know what's going to go on next month. Anyway, we'll be here one way or the other. So y'all take care. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.